Good morning. Let's start the show. I don't know my part. What am I supposed to do? There's supposed to be five of us, but there's only two. I can't get all this done, but the supervisor's yelling at me, and I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Just do the best you can. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Kenny Hodge and the KHP Podcast with a message for mail handlers and all postal employees who will take the time and listen. First, I want to start off by saying, please tell a phone, tell a friend that the Kenny Hodge Podcast is back again. Please follow me on Facebook or Block Talk Radio. Another thing I want to state at the front of this podcast is this is not a political podcast.
Vote.
Biden, Harris. And I really can't figure out why people want to say my podcast is political.
Vote, Biden, Harris.
See, that's one of the beautiful things about the KHP. I can talk about whatever it is I choose to talk about on my show. Hey, let's get back to the post office. Those of you that follow the podcast, let me tell you that tomorrow I'll be going back to work. I self-quarantined just to make a long story short and to save me the trouble of explaining this at work. I was at a media event one evening about 16 days ago, and I was promoting my podcast. Now, it came to me that there was a person in the audience that was positive for coronavirus or suspected to be positive for coronavirus. Now, let me tell you what I did before even coming back into the post office, because I communicate with a lot of people on a daily basis. I just took it upon myself to self-quarantine that first day, contact my physician, who then directed me to self-quarantine, took a COVID test just to make sure, a coronavirus test. It came back negative, but I finished the quarantine period just to ensure that when I do return to work, that's not an issue. So after a two-week quarantine period, I am not looking forward to going back into that building tomorrow, but I'm going to be there. And I only give that story to further embellish on the lack of true contact tracing in the post office. Again, and I say to anyone else, if you feel you've been in contact or come in contact, it's better to be safe than sorry. And know that contact tracing in the post office is pretty much non-existent. So let's take it upon ourselves to be a little more vigilant as we look out for our fellow employees. Now, that brings me to the subject today of how many hours are enough hours for an employee to work or for a craft member to work. And let me say to you, if you are on the overtime desire list, the obligation is 712s if they're maxing out. That's the obligation, and we should all make every attempt to live up to the obligation. But let me tell you something. If you're on that list, as with everything else in the post office, you do what you can do. You do the best that you can do. And don't allow any supervisor anywhere to allow you to believe that they can take you off that list. They do not have that type of autonomy. Now, don't confuse that with they can't take corrective action. Not in the same, but they cannot take you off that list. you are the only person that will take you off that list.
You.
And for those personnel not on the overtime desire list, it is a thought that they can make you work 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. Well, it's also a thought that that's an excellent reason to have this discussed at labor management meetings. And let me say to you, see, I'm one of those people that, again, I'm going to try to do the 12-hour days. But if your circumstances don't allow that, then they don't allow that. And if you think that as an employee, the Postal Service is going to pressure you into working enough hours that you deem you're now unsafe, then you need to address that. You see, because most people who are not on the overtime desire list, there's a reason that happens. Now, I understand in times of emergency, postal management has the autonomy to go ahead and max out and try to force people to work that high number of hours. But I want to tell you something. If it's unsafe for you to do so, you need to make that known through your union or through a 1767 and get that documented. Columbus Post Office don't issue empty threats to you about you not working 12 hours a day every day. Understand that. And to the MHAs, I want to say to you as well, you have work rights. And again, they can work you that high number of hours. And if you can work them, work them. But your employment is not contingent upon you working 75, 80 hours every week. Just something to think about. And while I'm on the subject, to those of you, I'm speaking basically or mainly to a lot of the newer employees. You were not meant to come into the Postal Service and work 12 hours a day at a accelerated pace. That's just not natural, folks. And when you try to push yourself 12 hours a day and at accelerated paces, again, when your body breaks down, and I hope it don't, but if it breaks down, it's going to be real unforgiving on the come back up. So you have to understand, if I'm going to be working 12 hours a day, okay, there's some things that you might want to look at or approach differently. Because when you're working 12 hours a day in a post office, you're going to put a nice strain on your body, and you're not going to be as recoverable should something happen, because your body's going to be drained. You got to make sure you get your proper rest, folks. I'm preparing you for the long haul, because the long haul, we're probably going to be at this work pace probably through Christmas. So if you want to, if you're in the marathon, here we go with the marathon. If you're in the marathon, you got to prepare yourself for what you're about to go through. And I'm just trying to plant that seed. And trust me, not for a second do I believe this is brand new to anybody. It's a reminder to everybody. Now, if I don't get 8 hours of sleep, I'm not good for anything the next day. So because I make sure my sleep plan is in place, you won't hear me podcasting as much. Because again, I have to prioritize right now. And right now, if I'm going to commit to working, some other things are going to be left unattended shortly, just for a little while. And I want to also take this opportunity to say, effective this podcast, I'm not going to be accepting any additional EEOs or redress representative cases. Again, I'm going to be stretched rather thin, and I don't think I would be able to do a proper service trying to squeeze additional hours into my already extended day. So just for some time, the cases that I have, if we've already initiated the case, no worries, I will finish the process with you. But I want to say I'm not accepting any new cases right now. This podcast is turning into a public service announcement. Hey, but listen to this. Let us be extra aware that when you have people voluntarily or being forced to work additional hours, the safety window opens and it invites itself to the possibility of more accidents. Simply being, if you don't want to work 12 hours and you're being forced, well, you're not sleeping right and you're not fully alert when you come to work. And that's all I'm saying. So we have to be extra careful or extra aware of our surroundings. Nothing like having a tired forklift driver run into you because he forgot he was sleeping while he was driving. I'm just simply saying, heighten your sense of awareness to your surroundings with respect to safety, because some of the issues that we may face are going to be a direct result of people are tired and people are not paying attention. Last thing I want to bring to the podcast this morning is I hear talk from very reliable sources that the post office will be offering a early out. Now, they're still working out the fine lines or the actual typewritten invitation to leave early, but I understand they're trying to offer $15,000 and 5 years added to your service, or 5 years added to your service minus the $15,000. Well, understand this to all the craft employees. Usually, when post office offers early outs, they want to get rid of more managers than craft. If enough managers don't leave, then that early out will probably be restructured and then offered to the craft. Well, I'm pretty sure if they offer 5 years and $15,000 payment, I'm pretty sure they are not going to have any problem getting enough managers or EAS employees to take that. But if they don't and any is left on the table, I want to say goodbye to you at this time. Hey, let's have a wonderful day. And remember, let's be our brothers and our sisters keepers and be aware of your work environment. So just in that respect, we try to keep each other positive. And if we're alert and aware, we can reduce accidents during this heavy mail season.